Visiting today with OSU Extension Cotton Specialist Seth Bird. Well, let's start with, have we heard of any harvest going on, or what's the latest with the crop?
There's some harvest aids going out. We're going to have probably a little bit potentially earlier window for harvest aids than normal. Although, you know, last year, the fall we had really accelerated the maturity and progress of the crop. So, you know, it's sort of the second half of September, and we're starting to get into some harvest aid applications, and I would assume that would probably ramp up over the next couple of more weeks. Probably haven't quite got anything harvested yet, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was started by early October. You know, if we're spraying now, potentially even late September, we could see some harvest starting in some spots.
Well, I have heard that we've seen some patches of pretty good cotton. Are you kind of hearing the same thing?
Yeah, I mean, there's been some patches all year long. Again, you know, there's been probably more spots that look visually good, then once you get out in them, they're not as good as you'd hoped. But there's still some good looking cotton around. You know, obviously some of the irrigated crop that's got a little bit better water had a fairly good year. And there were still some surprisingly good looking dry land, you know, relative to the year, relative to what you would think you would see in a year like 2022. Yeah.
Well, and the other thing that's kind of weird to think about is, had we gotten any rain, now, you know, we're griping about the weather because it seems like summer will not go away. But, you know, 90 degree temperatures would have been good for the cotton crop had we had any rain.
Yeah, I mean, this is the exact kind of September you like to see in a lot of years when we're, you know, maybe we're running a little bit behind because we had some rain. You know, that meant like 2019, we were begging for a September like this. So, you know, a hot, dry September really isn't a bad thing. If you've got a crop with a big bulb load, you're a little bit behind, you need some, you know, maybe some natural senescence from the leaves to sort of start that process along. And this really won't hurt anything. I mean, at this point, you know, your yield potential was made a month ago in a year like this. So this won't hurt much, but we're not probably going to see the benefit on, you know, like leaf senescence that we would maybe hopefully see in a year with a September this warm and dry.
Well, and the other thing, you know, prices have not been great either. You know, before you and I were talking, we were like, well, at least the prices are really good. So if you do get to have some cotton, you're going to get good prices. But the prices have kind of taken a turn.
Yeah, I'm sure that was our fault for even mentioning that.
We did. I don't really want to take the blame, though. Do you?
I'm sure I'm already getting it. I just don't know it yet. But yeah, so maybe I'll leave the price alone this time, or just talk about how bad it is. Maybe that'll reverse it again. But yeah, it's been a frustrating year for sure. We just, every time you think you're going to catch a break with something, we don't seem to catch it. So it's been fairly frustrating. And that's, you know, sort of ties back into some of the conversations that we've had recently about the crop. And as we approach more and more of the acreage that's, you know, going to see a harvest aid application, there's a lot of drought stress leaves out there, and foliating those sometimes takes a little bit more product, or maybe you're going to add in a different, you know, surfactant mix to try to address that. But at the same time, you know, goes back to price. What can you afford to really do when your yield potential is low, but now you've got this other challenge out there? So yeah, this year just really doesn't want to just give us a break. And it seems like here, even at the very end, still battling.
Well, the latest crop production number shows, you know, less than half a crop. Do you agree with those numbers?
Yeah, I mean, it's always so tough to tell. I looked at some of those numbers, I guess, a week ago or whenever they, you know, first came out. And there's been times this year where I've seen more cotton in places than maybe I thought I would see. And there's been times where I've, you know, been amazed at how much is not there in other places, if that makes sense. It's so hard to gauge, and you know, I don't know that we'll know for sure until, you know, we get the crop, you know, ginned, what we will gin anyway. And but as far as it being a down year, I mean, I think that's probably a very easy call to make. It's definitely a down year.
You know, last year I figured at this time, you know, we were talking about how great the crop had been, and if more people were actually going to plant more cotton, and we were going to see more crop production. And I think that didn't happen.
Yeah, I guess according to their numbers, we definitely planted more. I don't know if I think we planted as much as they reported that we planted. I wouldn't have put it that high, but you know, I'm not, anybody who knows me knows I'm not very good with numbers. So maybe I'm off, but you know, certainly there was probably more cotton planted, definitely more cotton planted than last year, but it's not going to be more harvested. That's for sure. So that's definitely a problem.
What are you hearing from producers? I know that the cotton folks always trying to stay positive. So what are they saying to kind of keep their spirits up?
Whatever they're saying, they're not saying it to me.
They're still mad at you over the price.
It must be. Again, I mean, most of our conversations have been around, this time of year. Most of the conversations that I have are about harvest aids, and it's going to be a challenging year for harvest aids, just because we've had such a stressful year. And I mean stressful in terms of environmental conditions and what it's done to the crop, that the leaves that are on the plant are proven to be a little more difficult to remove than we'd like to see. And again, we don't want to put much more money into this, so we're having to play with some different options to try to financially responsibly get these leaves off the plant.
Have you heard from any folks that are saying certain varieties have done better this year?
You hear that probably every year. It's always tough, so there's definitely an experience factor where, if you've been on the field for enough years to really understand how that field responds in certain conditions, maybe you can compare this year back to a previous year. One of the reasons that we do variety trials on farm variety trials is it allows us to put in some cases up to 16 varieties in the same field. And that's the best way to really gauge a variety's performance. It's always hard to take, a field here with variety A and a field 5 miles away with another variety and compare those two, because even those distances apart, even across the road from each other, it can be some huge differences. So, I've heard two things this year. I've heard, we're not going to learn a whole lot from our variety trials, which I'll agree with. This is such an outlier every year. It's really hard to take data from a year like this and apply it until you get to a year like this again, which you just hope you don't get to for a while. And then the other side is, we've learned a lot about what varieties can really hold up against some stress, some water stress, and some heat stress. We've definitely had our fair share of both this year. So there's probably a subset of growers out there who have found a variety this year that is sort of their new go-to for risk management. If you've got a really hard acre and you've had a variety this year that seemed to has performed well, that might be your new favorite for that sort of tough acre. But these years, it's always so hard to learn about varieties, just because you talk to the companies, this is not what they want to see them tested as. They probably want to see them tested in, the exact opposite of this, the absolute best conditions. I like to see more of an average year, something that's in that middle 60% of the time or 80% of the time. Years like this, it's tough to really gain a lot of knowledge on varieties, because you probably won't see this year again for the varieties that are out right now.
All right. Well, Seth Bird, thanks for visiting with us today.
No, thank you.